Hi, precious heart. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this time with you. This is a vitally important time for all life evolving on this planet, and the beings of light from the realms of illumined truth are stressing how critical it is for light workers all over the world to stay focused on the light, even in the face of the seeming adversity that seems to be surfacing everywhere. It is imperative that we use our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings to empower what we want to manifest in our lives and in the world, not the things that we do not want. It's time for us to recognize the power of our attention. If we focus the power of our attention on our fears and the negativity that is being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted into light, we're going to empower and sustain the very things that we're trying to eliminate on this planet. You and I have a powerful responsibility to add to the light of the world. We are one with all humanity, which means that we can literally serve as surrogates on behalf of every man, woman, and child on the planet. All life is interconnected, interdependent, and interrelated. That means that no matter how buried a human being may be in the painful outer world circumstances of his or her life, or how far one may be from realizing the profound truth that he or she is a beloved child of God, you and I have the ability to make a significant difference in that person's life. All we have to do is recognize that we are one with that precious soul, and through their God self, invoke the light of God on their behalf. The universal law is, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door will be open. And there is another universal law as well. This law states that the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. These are non-negotiable tenets of our sacred gift of free will. These universal laws mean that our I Am presence and the company of heaven cannot intervene in our earthly situations without our permission. We are all one, and that means that even if a person abiding in the physical plane does not comprehend these universal laws, someone else who is abiding in this physical plane can invoke assistance from on high on that person's behalf. In many instances, it may have been years since the I Am presence or the company of heaven had been asked to intervene in that particular person's life. Consequently, he or she may have suffered unnecessarily or perpetuated chaos in the world without knowing that the company of heaven was standing in readiness, awaiting for the opportunity to take them out of their situation. When we invoke the light of God and ask the I Am presence of any person to intervene in alignment with that person's divine plan and their highest good, the floodgates of heaven open in response to our heartfelt plea. We can do this for individuals, and we can also do this for every human being evolving on this planet. During this hour, you and I are going to invoke the company of heaven and the I Am presence of every evolving soul on this sweet earth. Together we will serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity and all life on this blessed planet. Remember, the light is always victorious, and we are that light. Please join with me now in consciousness as we unite our hearts and minds with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the hearts and minds of light workers all over the world who are joining with us on this radio program and in consciousness. Feel the love of God flowing from your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we are transformed into a powerful force of light. During our time together today, in one pointed consciousness and with divine intention, we invoke the most powerful assistance that cosmic law will allow from our unified I Am presence and the legions of light throughout infinity. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. When we talk about focusing on the power of our attention, it's important for us to remember that whatever we put our attention on through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, we amplify and increase. One thing that really needs the focus of our attention is the fact that we are all one. Those words, "we are all one," have reverberated through the hearts and minds of humanity in one form or another since the beginning of time. They do not express a lofty platitude or a sweet cliché, even though our lower human egos have often perceived them as such. They profess a profound truth. Never has it been more imperative that we grasp the full magnitude of this truth. Daily and hourly, we are witnessing myriad atrocities appearing on the screen of life. It seems as though in every conceivable corner of the world, people are inflicting pain, suffering, injustice, and even death on their fellow human beings. The only way that that behavior could possibly make sense or be justified in anyone's mind is through their ignorance of the fact that we are all one. To inflict harm on another human being is totally and completely ludicrous in the face of this truth. It is self-destructive and suicidal. It is unconscionable and uncivilized. During this unprecedented moment of accelerated light on Earth, this problem seems to be exacerbated. This is occurring for a very specific reason. Let's go within and look at the bigger picture for a moment to get a clearer perspective of what is happening on Earth. Ask the presence of God, pulsating in the divinity of your heart, to take full command of your conscious mind. And allow these words to awaken within you the inner knowing and the remembrance of your oneness with all life. What we call God is the omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, and the all-encompassing, luminous presence of divinity that envelops all life everywhere. This literally includes every minute electron, every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life evolving in any time frame or dimension known and unknown throughout the whole of creation. What that means very tangibly for each and every one of us is that everything that exists anywhere in the whole of the universe exists within the all-encompassing body of our Father, Mother, God. All life forms pulsate within this body of God as one unified force field of life. That means that whatever we think, feel, say, and do, whatever affects one part of life affects the rest of life. What affects one cell, one electron, one subatomic particle of life in the body of God affects every other cell in the body of God. This is really the reality of our oneness. Every single thing we do affects the whole body of God. Every thought, word, action, or feeling we have changes the dynamics of the whole universe. At any given moment, depending on what we are thinking, feeling, saying, and doing, we are either adding to the light of the world or we're adding to the shadows of the world. How does that sound for an awesome responsibility? Okay, so why do things seem to be getting worse? The reason for that is because the light of God is increasing on Earth. As the light of God flows through the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on the planet into the physical plane. It literally floods the earth and pierces into the core of purity in every electron of life on this planet. Within the core of purity in every electron still pulsates its divine potential. That means that no matter how distorted or mutated a life form is, it still has within its core that spark of divinity. And that spark of divinity contains the immaculate concept or the divine blueprint of its full potential. This is true, or else that could not survive. In other words, even in the most depraved or degenerate soul, there still blazes that spark of divinity within all of its divine potential, or else that soul or that thought form of life could not exist. Likewise, within every negative manifestation on earth, the original divine potential of that life form still pulsates. Within every electron that's manifesting as poverty, still pulsates the potential of God's infinite abundance. Within every electron of disease, still pulsates the potential for vibrant health. Within every electron of war, still pulsates the divine potential of eternal peace. Within every electron of hate, still pulsates the divine potential of God's infinite love. Now what's happening is that people are awakening all over this planet, and through their thoughts and feelings, they are invoking the divine assistance of our Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven. They are communicating with the divinity of their own God presence, their I Am presence. And thus the light of God is pouring into the earth in greatly accelerated frequencies. As the light of God increasingly flows into the earth, activating the divine blueprint, the immaculate concept of each and every one of our divine potentials, everything that conflicts with that divine potential is being pushed to the surface. This is the energy, vibration, and consciousness that conflicts with the immaculate concept of our highest divine potential. These things are being pushed to the surface to be transmuted and healed. As these frequencies of energy surface in each of our lives, we respond to them in various and sundry ways. For example, the frequencies that conflict with divine love, as we know, are hatred, fear, jealousy, resentment, low self-esteem, envy, intolerance, prejudice, greed, selfishness, indifference, lack of compassion, disrespect, and myriad other emotions that reflect a lack of love and reverence for life. If we just took that one aspect of our divine potential, just the aspect of our ability to love, and observe the negative effects of the energies that conflict with that divine love, we will clearly see what's happening on earth. All of those discordant activities and behavior patterns that I just mentioned are being pushed to the surface. As these negative patterns surface, people who don't understand about the oneness of life often latch on to these distorted patterns and act them out in their daily life. Consequently, we're seeing a tremendous increase in hate crimes, ethnic cleansing, war, prejudice, intolerance, corruption, discrimination, road rage, physical abuse, dysfunctional families, violence, shootings, drug abuse, neglect, and all manner of disharmony and imbalance. All of this is a reflection of the lack of love. This is what is being pushed to the surface, these distorted patterns, to be transmuted and healed. From outer appearances, it looks as though the world has gone amok. This is the time that was biblically referred to as the time of screaming and gnashing of teeth because of this particular phenomena. Since all life is interrelated, interconnected, and interdependent. There is no destroying our past. We can't just say cancel, cancel, and eliminate the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings that we have misqualified from all of our many lifetimes and all of our experiences. So those discordant vibrations, our own human miscreations, must come up for us to transmute them back into light. But it is certainly not the intent of the unfolding divine plan or our Father, Mother, God for this increase of God's light to take us down the tubes. In fact, if there was even the slightest potential of this happening, this would not be occurring. We have actually been preparing for eons of time to assist during this unique moment on Earth. Our responsibility as light workers is to daily and hourly invoke the light of God and project it into the negativity that is surfacing. This can be done through the full divine momentum of the violet flame, which is the most powerful tool to transmute discord back into harmony. When we invoke the violet flame and ask that every electron of energy that we have ever misqualified be transmuted back into light, the violet flame enters the core of purity in that electron, all of the substance that we have misqualified. It activates the divine potential, which causes the molecules, the atomic and subatomic particles within that electron, to accelerate, casting off the discordant frequency and raising the electron back into its original divine potential. This is a really critical point and a critical time for us to become aware of these powerful tools that are being given to us from the company of heaven. It is because of these tools and because of the willingness of awakening humanity to use these tools to transmute the negativity as it surfaces that this purging can take place at such an accelerated pace. We must use the violet flame and transmute the negativity that is surfacing throughout the world. We must then educate the masses of humanity and remind people about the oneness of all life. We must teach people the new level of awareness that when we hate anyone, it is the same as hating ourselves. When we are prejudiced or discriminate against someone because of the color of their skin or their religion, their nationality, culture, gender, lifestyle, economic or social status, it is the same thing as hating ourselves. We are all selves in the body of God. And we each have our unique gifts and purposes, just as our own body has individual cells with unique purposes and reasons for being. We have a multitude of cells that serve various functions, all for the good of the whole. To say that we hate people because they are different than we are is like saying, I am a heart cell, so I like all heart cells, but I am prejudiced against stomach cells or liver cells. Of course, the heart cannot survive without the stomach or the liver. All of the cells in our bodies need to function in harmony with each other in order for the whole body to be vibrantly healthy. All cells are important. Their diversity is vital and necessary. Every man, woman, and child, all of the cultures, all of the religions, and all of the experiences are for a reason, so that people can learn certain lessons and grow from each of these experiences. We are born into various situations because of the lessons we came to Earth to learn and the experiences we volunteered to go through. Our physical body is merely the vehicle or the car that we drive to navigate around in the physical plane. We have probably, through many lifetimes, been every race, religion, nationality, and gender. To say that we hate someone because of these things, such as the color of their skin, is like saying, I have a blue car, so I like everybody that drives a blue car, but I hate everyone who drives a green car. I'm confused and fearful of anyone that isn't driving a blue car. This is just silly. And it's just as silly for us to say that we like people because they are one color of skin, and we dislike people because they are another color of skin. This is true with religions, nationalities, genders, and every other thing that we can discriminate against. We as human beings need each other to survive on this planet, and we must recognize that we are all in this together. So instead of functioning out of fear and hatred, which is what we see manifesting all over this planet, we need to learn about each other and revel in the wonder and beauty of our unique diversities. I'd like to share with you another writing from the internet, and this is from Lauren Gorgo, and her website is www.thinkwithyourheart.net. I'd like to share this article that she wrote in the latter part of 2008 that really just is confirming and complimenting what we're talking about today. This is the beginning of her article. Are you feeling like you're suddenly back at the beginning of your journey? The magnetic pull of global discord is suddenly so strong that it can feel that we have worked nearly every minute of our day to stay afloat and to stay centered on Earth. Yet the collective thought forms of fear and lack that have been surrounding us are only bubbling to the surface for full release and transmutation, which will result in lifting the total vibration of Earth and her inhabitants into the frequency of love. The dense energy of scarcity thinking is relentlessly scurrying around us now, vying for our attention and looking for a host to attach to. If we so much as entertain the idea of connecting with these thought forms of lack and limitation, we run the risk of experiencing a rapid drop in our own electromagnetic health. In fact, many of us hold soul contracts to transmute these survival fears through our own experiences of lack. As we remember our power by rejecting those thoughts during a failing economy, and through our personal struggles to survive, we clear the consciousness grid of poverty, thinking of poverty thinking, and create a new way for all to follow. These contracts could be related to why you have no idea where you will get your next dollar or meal, or why you may be facing the possibility of losing your home in the real estate crisis in America. The test is to not get attached to any lower thoughts, but also not to run from them. We must merely be willing to observe any fear-based holographic realities or scenarios that arise, bathe them in the light of our consciousness, of our truth, then release them to the source. It is vital to remember that we are exactly where we belong right now and always, and as well, we are always perfectly guided and protected. We are soon to exchange our first phase contracts of service. It is vital to remember that we are exactly where we belong right now and always, and as well, we are always perfectly guided and protected. We are soon to exchange our first phase contracts of service for the next. But as we ride out the waves precipitated by the collective storm we are being presented with, many tests of endurance, strength, and will. These tests are not for the faint of heart, but neither is true victory. What is happening on a higher level is that we are reaching the realm of universal abundance. To arrive here totally, many are clearing the earth from eons of miscreation through every level of being, including our physical vessels. We are owning our personal power by taking full responsibility for our part in miscreating these realities on a whole, such as the reality of poverty. In turn, we are empowering each other and our earth. The realms of abundance contain energetic vortexes that are encoded with the zero-point frequency of neutrality. It is this neutrality that opens the limitless flow of universal goodness in our lives when we have become clear channels of the divine. These energies hold the potential to catapult the human population beyond poverty consciousness and through the thoughts of limitation and lack. What is arriving through the mind, through the mire of discord and distraction from our true power, is really the reconnection to the lost way of true co-creation. As we enter into these new ways of being and living, according to our soul's contracts and the immaculate concept of our divine blueprints, we are expanding the entire framework of human thinking and entertaining thoughts of abundance. The wayshowers have created the grids, the intergalactic superhighway for new technologies, new areas of expertise, and new belief structures around wealth. Through holding on to the awareness of our birthright of God's abundance, many have anchored these truths into Earth's biosphere, making abundant realities now a possibility for all. The completion of this phase is nearly finalized. The last of the biogenetic rewiring is taking place during this present timeline. This rewiring is what will link each of us to the new superhighway of transcendent living and being through intergalactic connectivity, allowing us to be multidimensional beings. It is also this rewiring that has been causing us so many physical maladies over the past several months, ranging from deep fatigue, ravenous appetites, moodiness and irritability, soreness and pain, especially in the center of our back and our joints, neck and shoulders, headaches, sinus pain and discomfort, dizziness, vertigo, nausea, and the list goes on and on. The good news is that many have successfully completed the bulk of the biological transformations and are now preparing to be catapulted into the greater reality of conscious co-creation. This means that all those many months and years of stagnation and lack of forward movement will begin to shift into physical manifestation of our intentional desires, where we will be reunited with our soul teams and communities of light to assist us in the overall plan of creating the new earth. It's as if we have been idling in neutral for so long, and now we will click into gear. This holding place was actually a divine gift, a way to protect us from miscreating prematurely before we integrated our full capacity. Now we will not miscreate, but we will co-create with our Father, Mother, God. And the time for us to co-create the new earth is right here and right now. That concludes this sharing from Lauren Gorgo. As we've talked about, 2009 is an 11-year. The 11 numerological frequencies of 2009 will greatly empower whatever we focus our attention on. For this reason, the beings of light are asking us to invoke the violet flame now and daily to continue invoking this sacred fire throughout 2009. This will allow the negativity that is surfacing all over the world to be quickly transmuted into light. This powerful influx of the violet flame will also allow the patterns of perfection for the new earth, which are destined to manifest in 2009, to be experienced by all of us as soon as possible. There is a reason why the prophecies of old talked about the transformation taking place in the twinkling of an eye. That reason is because of the awakening within the hearts and minds of humanity and our realization of the powerful tool of the violet flame. Let's all join together now, our hearts and minds, and co-create this rapid transformation by doing the violet flame invocations that I will recite now, and we will join together. And let's do these daily and hourly throughout this powerful year. It is information that I am sharing with you, the violet flame transformations, invocations, and decrees, are in the book, I Am Co-Creating the New Earth, the book of invocations that I have written and is now available. The CD is available with all their, three CDs that complement and go with the book of invocations. All of this is available on our website if you are interested in that. Now, our website, I'll just quickly give you that before we begin our meditation. The website is eraofpeace.org. That's www.eraofpeace.org. Now, just for a moment, go within to the divinity of your heart. Breathe in deeply, and as you exhale, let all of the tension just drop away. Gently close your eyes and go within to the divinity of your heart. I will state this invocation in the first person so that we'll all experience it individually. This invocation is titled The Violet Flame of a Thousand Suns. Follow me through this now, through the full power of your attention. I am breathing in deeply. And as I do, I invoke the Goddess of Liberty. This magnificent being takes her strategic position at the cardinal points of the north of this planet. I invoke the Goddess of Divine Justice, who takes her strategic position at the cardinal point to the east. I invoke the Goddess of Freedom, who takes her strategic position at the cardinal point to the south. And I invoke the Goddess of Victory, who takes her strategic position at the cardinal point to the west. I invoke the Silent Watchers, the Mighty Guardians, the Cosmic Beings, and the Ascended Masters, who are assisting humanity at this time from inner levels with the establishment and the co-creation of the new earth. Blessed ones, come forth now and blaze forth the most powerful cleansing activity of the violet flame that humanity and the earth are capable of receiving during this cosmic moment. I open the stargate of my heart, and I am instantly the open door for the most powerful fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet transmuting flame of forgiveness and forgetfulness that the earth has ever experienced. The violet flame pulsates through my heart flame and blazes in, through, and around all inharmonious actions, all lower human consciousness, and all obstructions of the light that any person, place, condition, or thing has ever placed in the pathway of life's perfection. Through the divine power of forgiveness and forgetfulness, the violet flame transmutes this discordant energy, cause, core, effect, record, and memory, now and forever. The silent watchers over every country, state, city, town, village, and hamlet on earth now reach their great loving arms and raise up a limitless number of souls in every location who are willing to participate in the faithful use of the violet transmuting flame of mercy and compassion. Each of these light workers understands now the full importance of this sacred gift now being offered by our Father, Mother, God. This gift of the violet flame is being given to us at this time to help free all humanity from the human distresses that are being pushed to the surface. The conscious use of this mighty power from the heart of God will cause to be established within every one of these locations great foci of the violet flame, which will continually bathe every person in each vicinity. Now, through the clarion call of the I Am Presence pulsating within the hearts of all humanity, and with the legions of light throughout infinity, the violet flame begins to expand and expand. This sacred fire merges with the immortal victorious threefold flame blazing in every person's heart, and it expands into a tremendous starburst of light, flooding the entire planet Earth. This influx of the violet flame increases now to the intensity and power of 1,000 suns. Beloved legions of light associated with the violet flame of freedom's love and transmutation, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of every man, woman, and child evolving on Earth, until every person individually acknowledges and accepts the immaculate concept for all life, and every person is a healing benediction. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all incoming babies, the children, their parents, and guardians, until all youth are raised up in energy, vibration, and consciousness to carry out the directive of their I Am Presence. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all youth centers and activities, all schools, colleges, and universities, all leaders, teachers, instructors, and professors in every line of endeavor, until the flame of God illumination and enlightenment is manifest and eternally sustained. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all religious and spiritual teachings, so that divine love, truth, tolerance, and universal sisterhood and brotherhood will quickly manifest. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all doctors, nurses, healers, hospitals, insurance companies, pharmaceutical conglomerates, and every institution associated with healing of any kind, until divine mercy, compassion, and healing are tangible realities for every evolving soul. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all banking and financial institutions, through all economic systems, all money, and all the people associated with monetary interactions of any kind, until every person on Earth is openly demonstrating true integrity, honesty, generosity, fairness, abundance, and the God supply of all good things. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all places of incarceration and all employed there, through every correctional institution and every judge, jury, and court of law, until divine justice is manifest and eternally sustained. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all space activities throughout the world, until every nation unites in cooperative service, so that God's will may be manifest with our sisters and brothers throughout the universe. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of humanity, until all disease in human miscreation, its cause and core, is dissolved and transmuted into purity, vibrant health, and physical perfection. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the food and water industries, and through all of the food and water used for human consumption, until every particle of food and every molecule of water is filled with light. Empower this elemental substance to raise the vibratory action of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, until physical perfection becomes a sustained, manifest reality for every human being. blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the President of the United States of America, his Cabinet, the Senate, and the House of Representatives. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the United Nations and all of its members, through all world leaders, and all those associated with the governments of Earth at national, state, and local levels, until divine government is tangibly manifest and eternally sustained. Now blaze the light of 1,000 suns into and around every remaining electron of precious life energy, until the immaculate concept of the new Earth is manifest and all life evolving here is holy, ascended, and free. Now, the flame of freedom. In the name, love, wisdom, power, and authority of the beloved presence of God, I am in me. I speak directly to the heart of the violet flame of freedom. Enfold me in your purifying, forgiving, healing substance, which will cause the consciousness and feeling of freedom to flow from me to all life everywhere. Let this purifying essence saturate the atmosphere around me. Wherever I live, move, breathe, and have my being, allow the miracle-working force of freedom to give daily, tangible proof of the reality of the violet flame to all life. Send legions of angels of the violet flame to intensify and guard the flame of freedom around me and every man, woman, and child, and every elemental being, the entire planet Earth, in order that we may use our life energy and our light to their fullest in our service to life and the cause of freedom throughout the earth. This I ask in God's most holy name, I am. O beloved victorious violet flame of freedom's love, I love you. I do now most earnestly and sincerely call you into dynamic action, in, through, and around my being and world, knowing that your healing presence will always bring me happiness and release from all that is not of the light. Enfold me with your heavenly presence, your substance, and the power of your light, and transmute all imperfection into perfect divine order through divine love. Keep this activity of light eternally sustained. In your great wisdom, release to and through me now all of the power of the violet flame, of freedom's love, that you feel I am capable of using. I thank you for your presence in the universe and for your service of setting all life free, and so it is. Now, sealed in the violet flame, I send forth my gratitude to the beloved presence of God, I am, in me and in all humanity. I send my gratitude to the great host of ascended masters, the cosmic beings, the angelic host, and the elemental beings who have served all life this sacred and holy day. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your outpouring of the violet flame and for your light and love. Thank you for your gift of healing, supply, wisdom, protection, perfection, and your blessings of every kind. Hold them sustained in, through, and around me and through all life, and pour them through me for the blessing and raising of beloved planet Earth. May the benediction and blessing of the Most High Living God and the peace which surpasses the understanding of the human mind be with all life on Earth. May the God of mercy protect and guide all of us on our spiritual path toward enlightenment and freedom. Angels of ministration and ceremony, angels of the violet flame, I love and thank you. and bless you for your wondrous service to me and all life this sacred and holy day. Take up the energy I have expended and amplify it with your mighty love 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Take this gift of life north, south, east, and west, and cover our dear planet Earth with love and light, with peace, illumination, healing, freedom, victory, divine justice, and liberty. And the will of God made manifest through every electron belonging to this planet and her evolutions in any way. This shall be, for I have decreed it, in God's most holy name, I am. I now return my consciousness to the room. I become aware of my physical body, and I allow these divine energies to be assimilated in my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Thank you, Blessed Ones, for all of the light you are adding to the world. Thank you for your willingness to serve as an instrument of God. If you have the Book of Invocations, please utilize these invocations in your individual meditations, and you can join together with the invocations and visualizations and decrees and meditations with your friends and your loved ones and greatly empower this light as it's pouring into the physical plane. Remember that when we join together in consciousness, the light of God is amplified by the company of heaven 1,000 times 1,000-fold. If you'd like to contact me or to explore more information from the beings of light in the realms of truth, please visit our website at www.eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace, Era of Peace. There you may sign up to receive our free monthly email newsletter that contains timely information from the beings of light. This is a critical time on Earth, and we're receiving more assistance from on high than ever before. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give humanity hope, encouragement, and sacred wisdom during these extraordinary times on planet Earth. Please join in with us again next week as we continue to expand our chalice of light and join together to add to the light of the world. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.